Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hello, everyone. This is Jace Lejeune, producer of the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen, and also editor of Louisiana Football Magazine. And in case you're wondering, because I know I'm a little bit more of an unfamiliar voice compared to Lee, but I will be hosting today's podcast on Friday. The reason being is because of, like so many people, Lee does not have any power right now at his house because of the effects of Hurricane Ida. I hosted a show on Wednesday, and for the second time in a row, I'm going to be hosting Friday's show. But Lee is going to be heavily involved with today's show because he did a couple of interviews last week right before Hurricane Ida. There was a jamboree with four different teams. It was St. James versus Vanderbilt Catholic. And the other game was East St. John against West Jefferson. We already showed you some interviews already from both St. James and Vanderbilt Catholic. We already, if you want to go back and listen, you can always check out our archives where we have plenty of interviews. Lee caught up with probably, arguably, you can say a top five player, top three player in the state for this class of 2022, and that is Shaz Preston from St. James. And Lee got a chance to talk to Shaz just about the recruiting process right now. And, you know, his brother, Sean Preston Jr., who's actually playing at safety for Mississippi State, he's actually starting for the Bulldogs, and he's done a good job over there. And Lee also got a chance to talk to Shaz's father, Sean Preston Sr., and talk about his relationship with the LSU coaching staff. That's last week, and earlier on Wednesday, if you did not check, if you missed Wednesday's show, we talked to head coach Tommy Minn for Vanderbilt Catholic, as we all know, from Patterson High School, had himself a great career, coaching career. I think he's top five or top six as far as active winning coaches in Louisiana high school football right now. Took the job at Vanderbilt Catholic. And we also caught up with Alexander Villavasso, who is one of the top seniors on their team at defensive end. And he talked to him after the jamboree. But in case you missed that, those interviews, you can always go to the Sports Scouting Report podcast on Podbean and check out those shows. We're also on YouTube, Spotify, pretty much wherever you can get your podcasts. If you want to see all the hosting sites, go to lafootballmagazine.com/podcast, and you'll be able to see all the hosting sites that this podcast is on. Well, for today's show, like I mentioned, we have a couple interviews for you. Now, about the second game of that jamboree, which features East St. John High School and West Jefferson High School. Now, these interviews were taking place right before Hurricane Ida, and before I go into it, I just want to say everybody that was involved and has been severely affected by the storm, by Hurricane Ida, myself, Lee Brekeen, and the rest of Louisiana Football Magazine, we want to send our thoughts and prayers out to everybody that has been affected and is still going through some pains from that storm. I just want to say our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody that was involved. And we know this state of Louisiana, we've been through hard times before. I know we'll get through and push through this as well. And these schools were affected. These four schools that we talk about here over the last week that we went to the jamboree, they will not be playing this week. So both East St. John and West Jeff, they will not be playing the game this week. Hopefully, East St. John know this for a fact. They won't be playing next week either. I know they got hit pretty hard by Hurricane Ida. There's a chance West Jeff, I think they have a game still scheduled for next week, so they may be able to make next week as far as play their game. But I know for a fact that both these teams will not be playing this week as far as like majority of the state of Louisiana. But we'll break down some of the high school matchups. Some college football is on tomorrow. We had some college football last night. Man, it's great, especially going through a tough week as we've been having. It's great to have college football, high school football back. I'm so excited, and I cannot wait. It's going to be like Christmas morning tomorrow when we talk about all those matchups in college football. From 11 o'clock a.m. to about 11 o'clock p.m., I mean, all day, I mean, you have yourself a lot of marquee, big-time matchups to watch college football tomorrow. And we'll talk about those matchups, too, and give our thoughts on who we think is going to come out victorious, set them up with a good season in week one. So we're going to go into our first segment here, and that is Lee talking to East St. John head coach Brandon Brown. Like I mentioned before with East St. John, they came into the season with a lot of high expectations. If you remember last season, they defeated a pretty good Woodlawn team in the first round. And then after that, defeated a very high seed John Eyre team. They had themselves a great season, postseason run. And East St. John's one of those teams. They always had great athletes, skilled position players, big linemen. And this was a team that was hot at the end of the season. They went all the way to the quarterfinals, defeated Woodlawn 35-28 in a two-overtime game. Then they did upset John Eyre in the second round, 19-17. Eventually lost on the road against West Monroe at West Monroe, which is one of the toughest places, if not the toughest place to win in all of Louisiana high school football. But great third season for Coach Brandon Brown and the Wildcats last year, winning 8 games and making a quarterfinal run. Now, what can they build on this year? That's the biggest question. Now, we don't know when exactly they're coming back, like I mentioned before. They did play the Jamboree. They did defeat West Jeff 18-0 in that Jamboree. So if you're wondering about all that, even though the game doesn't count, that's what it was. And speaking of John there, that's who they were supposed to play this week, tonight. But that game ended up being canceled because of the storm and the effects of Hurricane Ida, as both John Eyre and East St. John were hit pretty hard. And I know their game against Plaquemine next week, that's also been canceled. Moving forward after that, I'm not sure exactly when East St. John will come back this season. Hopefully, he'll come back sooner rather than later, but we'll have to see. But this interview was taken by Lee Burkeen before the Jamboree and before Hurricane Ida happened. So obviously nobody would have thought what the severity of what was about to happen a couple days after that. But this interview is Lee talking to Coach Brandon Brown, expectations going into year 4, and you know, some of the top returning players coming back. They did lose Jackie Marshall, who did sign with Baylor, played running back and linebacker, huge key player for that quarterfinal playoff run last year. Lost Wellen Williams, who signed with Minnesota State, was a defensive lineman. But this is a team that is loaded in the defensive line, have a lot of great skill guys. Colin Harris comes back at receiver after 13 touchdown catches the year before. Quarterback's going to be a little interesting as they will have a new quarterback this year. But Coach Brown talks about all that, talks about building a state championship caliber program before East St. John. He was at St. Helena where he led St. Helena, which was a team that was struggling to get wins. He led them to a state championship appearance in the Dome. So Coach Brown talks about building that type of program. This is a program which is known for producing great players, known for winning, and expectations going into year 4. So here it is, Lee Burkeen talking to Coach Brandon Brown from East St. John High School.
I'm sitting here with Brandon Brown, actually standing up with Coach Brandon Brown at East St. John. They're hosting a Jamboree, 2 games. Right now we're watching St. James, Vandy Catholic. Coach, you're going to be playing a talented West Jefferson team.
Absolutely.
You play talent teams every week in the toughest, one of the toughest districts in Class 5A.
Yes, sir.
What do you think of your team this year compared to the last two or three that you've had?
Well, you know what? So, you know, the biggest thing going into year four of a program, man, is just buy-in. You know, so, you know, we're not the average 5A team. When you turn around, you got 25, 30 seniors. You know, we down to about, you know, 12 seniors. And, you know, and that's just a tribute to, you know, our program and our standard. So coming in at year one, we set the standard early. So a lot of those freshmen that was, you know, freshmen when I got here, they're no longer here. And that's just because, you know, we was going to do things a certain way. And so, and I'm proud of the guys that's still around because that mean that they did it the right way. And so we're going to build off of that. So, you know, I'm looking forward to having a real good year. Just want to stay injury free, and if you know, and if we do, man, I love our chances, you know, to be really, really good this year.
Coach, before we talk about your current guys, how's your signee linebacker at Baylor doing? You had a great linebacker sign with Baylor.
Man, you know what, man?
I loved him.
It hurts to lose a kid like Jackie Marsh. You know what?
Well, Jackie was unbelievable.
It's bigger than just the field. You know,
running back.
Jackie was a yeah, absolutely. You know, but Jackie, that he had the intangibles. You know, he was a true locker room guy, and so. You know, it was so infectious. You know, he had that attitude. He had that spirit. He brought his lunch pail every day. He was a worker, and he showed on the field. And it was a good guy to build your program around and kind of mimic. And so he's kind of the standard. So when you talk about a program, man, you know, Jackie name always come up. And so, but again, it's bigger than just the things that he done on the field. You know, he was a locker room guy. So as a coach, you know, it took a lot of pressure off you when you had a guy like Jackie who commanded the respect and demanded the respect in the locker room.
6'1", 240, can run 4'5".
Absolutely. You know,
how do you think he's going to do at Baylor? Is he moving up on the chart as a freshman?
Absolutely. You know, he's going to do well. He's going to do well once he get in there. And,
Dave,
you know,
Miranda.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So he's one of the masterminds, you know, defensive masterminds. And so, you know, he's going to get there and, you know, work his butt off. And I know he's going to do well.
A couple of guys you want to mention, Coach, under the radar in your senior group. You got about 9 or 10 that could sign.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got a great D line, a 3 underrated D line.
Right, absolutely. So when you talk about
Darrell,
you know, Degory, you talk about Ja'Cory Robinson or Raekwon Williams, you know. So, and that's the thing, you know, a lot of people like, man, what you guys going to do? You losing Jackie Marsh, you losing Waylon Williams, you know, but those other three guys been around and they've been, you know, pretty much 2 and 3 year starters. You know, they've been around and they've been a part of that nucleus of a pretty good defense line we've been having. You know, so that's, you know, pretty much sums it up on the defense. But, you know, offensively, man, we have a kid in Colin Harris, man. He's a great player. He's a dynamic player. And so, you know, you're going to see a lot of him, you know, in all kind of different positions. And, you know, I mean, you know, like they say, you know, you only have one ball, so you're going to put the ball in your best player hand.
You got some good young skill guys. You got a baseball guy that could go D1 baseball, football.
Yeah.
Might play a little quarterback for you. Talk about that kid. I hope he goes football in the end, but DB for you, been a good DB.
Yeah. And so, you know, George Smith. So. You know, the biggest thing about George, you know, he's kind of taking that Jackie role as far as the leadership, you know. So, you know, teams kind of flock around him. Like you said, I love his future in football. You know, his future may be baseball. Whatever it's going to be, he's going to be successful, you know, not only because of his ability, but like I said, he's just a born leader.
Coach, Javion Irvin is a good player, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Underrated
offensive lineman. You know, we joke about it all the time. And, he thinks he's the best offensive lineman on the team, but he also thinks he's the best defensive lineman.
Right.
He also said he can be the best receiver. He said, Coach, I got the best hands on this team. And so, you know what I mean? But, that's, like I said, you know, going into year four, man, those guys have been with me since day one. And it's just a bond that we have. And so, you know, those guys are really run through a brick wall for me.
Coach, when the game's over, I want to get some of you guys and we'll
Absolutely.
Interview them. And you did a great job at St. Helena.
Yes, sir.
And those kids that are coming back this year is a product of
yes, sir.
What you did. Now, I know they got a great coach this year, but what do you think of all them St. Helena guys? Because I know you're here, but you had them as freshmen.
Yes, sir.
That's a heck of a group.
Man,
over
they have,
left.
They have
you
a
built
really,
a great program.
They have a really good group. And so, you know, and we talk about it all the time. You know, I left those kids. You know, we set a really good foundation, and I think you know, and I think Coach Mitchell is going to do a really good job and continue to build off that thing.
Former A&M All,
absolutely.
World player.
Absolutely. So, you know, I can imagine that tension is going to be extremely high when they play A&M.
Now, Brandon, you are from where exactly? In
East St. John High School.
You are?
Yes, sir,
okay.
Absolutely. A graduate of East St. John 2001.
How'd you go to Old St. Tangible Parish?
Well, you know what? I graduated from here. I played college football at Alcorn State, and I was, you know, ended up being a Mississippi guy for a while. You know, started my career teaching and coaching.
Steve McNair School.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Started off my career teaching and coaching in Mississippi. You know, built a family, got married in Mississippi. You know, however, you know, always wanted to get back home. And so, you know, different jobs opened up. And so I applied for the St. Helena job, and people thought I was crazy. Like, Coach, you know, that's a place you can't win, you know. So, but you know what?
Anything's
believe.
Possible.
Yeah, anything's possible. I believed in the vision. We went in there, had a plan in place, had a vision, and you know, we went in and went to work. You know, strapped our boots up and went to work. You know, within 5 years, we're in the state championship. So,
Coach Brown, I miss Steve McNair.
Oh, absolutely, phenomenal guy.
Incredible.
Phenomenal guy.
Too young.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I think he's one of the best quarterbacks.
I think so. I think
he's one of the first dual tough guys.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The things you're seeing now from, you know, those dual threat guys, man, he's been doing it. So, you know, he's a guy.
Yeah, him and McNabb changed the game.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Love to see, you know, neither. Well, Steve went to one Super Bowl, right? Titans?
Yeah, with the Titans. Yes, sir.
And,
yes, sir.
And Donovan never went to one. He went to four.
And it's kind of funny.
NFC Championship game.
You know, Steve Leaders.
Donovan McNabb. They're playing the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And Steve
Donovan Lee. Did?
Oh, you talking about Donovan?
Yeah, Don McNabb.
Yes. They lost to the Patriots. They had Terrell Owens.
But he was in four NFC Championship games, too, which was – he almost went to five of them.
Yep.
You know, what a lot of people don't know, Steve McNair, leading receiver at the Titans, was an East St. John graduate, Rawdell Williams.
That's right.
Yep, absolutely.
Tulane.
Yep, Tulane guy. Yes,
Tulane,
sir.
Tulane, Green Wave.
Yes, sir, man. You know, he's a graduate in 2000. I was a 2001. So, man, I saw some tough days trying to cover that guy in practice.
I remember one of the most talented teams at East St. John is when Vegas Franklin was here.
Yeah.
Darian Thomas.
Yeah.
Kirsten Pittman and Paraloo.
Deron Thomas is actually our running back coach.
Come on.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Miami.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Kirsten
yes,
went sir. To LSU.
Kirsten was at
Vegas
LSU.
Vegas went to Miami. Paraloo went to LSU.
Paraloo went to LSU. Kirsten Brother, he's our quarterback coach. Darwin Pittman.
That's what makes it so special here
absolutely.
At East St. John
it's,
is guys
it's
come back.
A special bond we have.
You know, I think at one time, well, Greg Gathers was over here at one time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Kerry Watkins, another great one that
played
here.
Oh, absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. Yep.
Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech guy, yeah.
We're going Lewis Lips, right?
Way it was back. Lips, yeah.
He was one of the greats.
Going back all the way to Lewis Lips.
Pittsburgh. I'm a Steelers fan, by the way. But, Coach, appreciate it. Good luck to
yes,
you tonight,
sir. Thank
man.
You. Thank
you,
Coach. Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
How you doing? We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about West Jefferson High School, the team that East St. John played in that jamboree. It was a doubleheader for that game that Lee went to. First, it was St. James and Vanderbilt Catholic. Then after that, it was West Jefferson and East St. John. And East St. John hosted the jamboree, so it was in La Place before Hurricane Ida. But we'll be right back, and we'll get the chance to talk to Coach Willie Brooks from West Jefferson High School and one of his top players. We'll be right back.
Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you.
Welcome back to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Perkeen. Yes, I am not Lee Perkeen, but I am his producer and editor, Jace Lejeune, of the Sports Scouting Report podcast, and, of course, Louisiana Football Magazine. Before we go more into Lee's interviews, let's talk about Louisiana Football Magazine. We just pretty much released it last week as far as, you know, being available to order now. Before that, you could pre-order the magazine. Now you can order it, and you'll be able to get it within a couple of days. So you have your option of the North cover, the South cover. I believe this is a fourth or fifth year we've done this. I mean, I know I've been here for the last 5 years, and I believe this will be our, if I'm not mistaken, or about our fifth year of doing this, between the North cover and the South cover. With COVID still going on, what we did this year was what we did last year, was have a collage of players on the cover. We chose about 20. Usually we have about 50, 55, and that's when we actually we were over there at the high schools doing the photo shoots for the cover, but because of COVID, we let the players take the pictures themselves and send it to us, and that's why we had to condense it this year and chose 20 for the North and chose 20 for the South. And in a year like this, which is loaded with a lot of Louisiana recruits that are obviously like in the top 100 in the ESPN, top 300 in the ESPN, recruiting rankings. I mean, there's a lot of talent in Louisiana. There's a lot of talent that's hidden, you know, underrated talent coming back for this year. So it was hard to pick a cover, but we have your North cover, we have your South cover, We have your online version of it, your digital copy where you can order it and it will be emailed to you. And we also have your traditional physical hardback copy that you can order as well. But in order to get there, go to LAFootballMagazine.com. Then at the top, it's going to say Buy Magazine. Go to that, and then it will take you where you need to go. All right, let's go back to our regularly scheduled program here as Lieber Keen, after the Jamboree, got a chance to talk to one of Wes Jefferson's players. And Wes Jefferson, this was another team after Hurricane Ida that was affected by the storm and led by head coach Willie Brooks. They feel like that they can be a playoff team this year with a lot of players coming back and just going after year one and going with COVID. It was a weird year for Coach Willie Brooks and his staff. As for a lot of teams, it was a weird year regardless, but especially when you're going to your first year as a head coach with a team. I mean, that makes it even more difficult. And to see Wes Jefferson go 500, they went 4-4 last year and played a very tough schedule too and made the playoffs. They lost to Mandeville, who had themselves a great season last year in the playoffs, and making the playoffs was a huge first step for Coach Willie Brooks in Class 5A. Now, what he wants to do, talking to him over the offseason when we're writing the magazine, Coach Brooks, they want to post a winning record and win a playoff game, which is something they haven't done in a while. And it's good to have senior leaders on that team to help you through that. And one of those senior leaders happens to be Jiraiya Boogie Childs. Boogie is his nickname. Yeah, Jiraiya Boogie Childs, that's his name. And last year was a tough season for Boogie because he did get hurt last year, missed most of the 2020 season because of an injury. And the year before, he ran for 700 yards, 8 touchdowns. So he's trying to build off that 2019 sophomore campaign and lead his team to a good season this year. And Boogie got a chance to talk with Lee after the Jamboree to talk about the upcoming season, expectations for the season, and his favorite players that he loves watching, especially at the running back position, and much more. So here is Lee with senior running back for Wes Jefferson, Jiraiya Boogie Childs.
Out. I'm sitting here with Boogie Childs, who is a sleeper senior coming up for Wes Jefferson.
Yes, sir.
Running back, jack of all trades, right? Receiver, can do it all.
Yes, sir.
Boogie, you missed your junior year because of an early season injury.
Yes,
so
sir.
I know you got a lot to prove this year. Tell everybody what you want to show everybody your senior year.
Well, me personally, I just want to show people that I could run the ball and I could be one of the best running backs or athletes in the whole nation. And I want to show and highlight the talent that we have at West Jefferson High School and making sure that our team, we didn't lose our spot. We had a few dry years, but it's coming back.
They look good, man. They look aggressive. They're hanging with East St. John, which is a pretty good team.
Yes, sir.
I mean, they're toe for toe. I mean, what do you think of the aggression of this team this year?
I mean, I think for us, we could be more aggressive because we're not really showcasing and showing all our talent.
Yeah.
This is just a little piece, a little glimmer of what we really got.
Boogie, tell everybody how you got your nickname.
Well, really, I got my nickname from growing up. My pops always called me Boogie, and then it just traveled to all my friends and teammates.
Okay. Tell everybody your height, weight, 40 time, and all that stuff.
Well, height, I'm 5'10". Weight, 200 pounds. 40 time, that's a little bit disclosed for right now because I ain't running a little minute. But
you
it's
lean.
On the way.
You look like Kamara, man. You lean 200, right?
Yeah.
You like Kamara with the Saints since you're a New Orleans guy?
Yes, sir.
Tell everybody grade-wise, and I won't even use this if it's not what you want, but what's your ACT right now?
My ACT? Currently, my ACT is a 20.
That's
but
good, man.
It's still improving.
That's good.
Yeah.
20's good. Keep working to keep it going up. And Coach was talking to me about you before the game. And that means a lot when your coach talks about a kid that it's not even playing tonight. I know he wants to hold you out precaution-wise, for week one. But how many times you want to carry the rock, man, for the team every week?
I mean, the amount of times I carry the rock, it's not really significant to me.
Yeah.
But it just matters what I could do when I get it.
Make plays.
Yes, sir.
What's your biggest strength as a running back? Is it outside catching the ball? Is it in between the tackles? Is it getting outside with your speed?
I feel like I don't really have like a specialty. Like I'm a versatile player. I could basically do anything.
Who did you grow up like in college-wise, Boogie, in the state or out of state?
Well, college-wise, I'm really not good at picking favorites. I'm indecisive, but I grew up watching DeAndre Swift at Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
And Leonard Fournette.
Fournette's a homeboy.
Yes, sir.
Swift was from Pennsylvania. You know that, right?
Yes, sir.
PA. Nobody really knows that. He was from PA, played at Georgia. And now he started a PA pipeline. They got 8 kids from Pennsylvania, Georgia. I don't know if you knew that. But 2 running back U's, huh?
Yes, sir.
Who's the best running back U, LSU or Georgia?
Really, I can't see.
Kind of close, huh?
They both produce a good running backs, and they caught my eye.
Kevin Falk, LSU, Herschel Walker, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
You got all these great players. Kamara was at Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't the SEC running back U? I mean, they got all the great backs, the SEC.
Yes, sir.
A lot of your great players the last 10 years came out of the SEC.
USC and Auburn.
You like them too?
Yes, sir.
They showcase running at Reggie Bush at USC, yeah. Auburn, Bo Jackson? You ever watch old film on Bo?
Yes, sir.
Boogie, what do you want to see for the rest of tonight with your team?
I mean, to be honest, I just want to see us being more aggressive, getting more on hits, and scoring more touchdowns. Big things like that.
One thing for college coaches, what you like to say?
I like to say that I'm a type of person that always stay prayed up, believe in my teammates, motivate them, and I could bring whatever to the table.
We're going to play this, man, in about a week. We're taping it tonight. But here we are at Joe Keller Stadium at East St. John, man. And keep being the way you are because you sound like a leader, and this team's going to need you this year. Good luck to you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, man.
Thanks to Dry, Boogie Childs, for the interview with Lee. And I feel for these seniors right now, man. Just going through Hurricane Ida, especially down New Orleans. And those 4 teams were heavily impacted that were involved in that jamboree by the hurricane. And majority of the state was impacted pretty heavily by the hurricane. And I feel sorry for these seniors, man. I mean, especially last year with COVID, they had to go through that. And then this year, right before football season, this happens. So because of the uncertainty of when these schools are coming back, we're not sure when West Jefferson or East St. John, a lot of these New Orleans, Houma, St. Tammany, North Shore, those type of teams, we don't know when they're coming back this year. But I have to give a shout out to these seniors just to give them a shout out from those 2 programs because we don't know when they're going to be coming back because of the hurricane and Hurricane Ida. Jacob Hernandez, these are all West Jefferson seniors. I want to give a shout out first. Jacob Hernandez, a defensive end, long snapper, transferred from Archbishop Shaw. Now he's going to spend his senior season at West Jefferson. Ron J. Watson, there's a lot of talent in this West Jefferson team, and there are a lot of high expectations for this team to maybe even win a playoff game this year. But Ron J. Watson, pretty good speed, threw for over 1,200 yards, 16 touchdowns as a quarterback in 2019. May play some receiver this year. Kaven Johnson, he's a guy that could play quarterback or receiver as well. 6 foot, 180 pounds. We already mentioned Jariah Boogie Childs in the interview. Probably their one of their top seniors as far as guys that could be getting offers is Anthony Ziggy Zelaya. He already has offers from Southern and Alcorn. These are 2 of the top programs in the HBCU SWAT conference. And Anthony's already got offers from those schools. 6'4", 270 pounds, good looking tackle, good looking offensive lineman, could play tackle or guard. Tyreek Williams, good looking player as an outside linebacker / defensive end, 6'2", 210 pounds. He can be as good as he wants to be. Tobias Jefferson, another running back, really loaded running back room at West Jefferson. He's going to be getting some carries along with Boogie Childs. Tobias is 5'10", 180 pounds. You have Alex Sinatis, 5'11", 175 pounds. Center, Julian Jean Jules, 6'2", 225. Latour Jones, 6'2", 270 pounds, another offensive lineman. The other guard, Arthur Ferreras, 5'11", 265. Pretty good offensive line, pretty big offensive line for the Buccaneers. Joe Sean Barbie, another running back. That's three senior running backs that can all get carries in this offense. 5'10", 180 pounds is Joe Sean. Devon Smith is at cornerback at 5'10", 170 pounds. And then the outside linebacker is Ronnie Duroneville, 6'2", 205 pounds. Good-looking kid there as well. So good-looking senior class. And that's what makes this even more disappointing for West Jefferson, because they have a really good senior class coming up, and this could be a team, one of their best teams in quite a while. All right, so moving on to East St. John, who we mentioned earlier. A lot of talent on this football team, as always. And this is a team that could be, you know, one of the teams, one of the sleeper teams in 5A. I mean, after all, this was a team that made the core finals last year. I know they're missing just one of those once-in-a-lifetime type of players like Jackie Marshall, who's going to Baylor as a linebacker. But there is a lot of talent on the defensive front seven. Darrell Daigery is probably the biggest name on this list for East St. John. 6'1", talk about a behemoth of a man. 6'1", 330 pounds, already offered by Nicholls State, South Alabama, and he could be the leader that they can rely on the defensive line, along with Raekwon Williams, 6', 245 pounds. He's going to kind of fill in that role of Jackie Marshall and Willen Williams, who also signed, was a defensive lineman, signed with Manise State. So it's going to be tough to replace those two guys, but it looks like this defensive line is in pretty good shape anyway, despite losing those two guys. Jamarian Irvin is an offensive lineman, 6'1", 255 pounds. Another defensive end, Ja'Cory Robertson, is a guy that could be Division I, already has an offer from Arkansas Monticello. Coach has just talked heavily about this kid I'm about to mention. Colin Harris, a wide receiver. Think of this. East St. John, last year's quarterback, threw for 14 touchdown passes. 13 of those touchdowns came through Colin Harris. Colin Harris had 13 touchdown catches last year of the 14 touchdown passes thrown last year, which is amazing. And you know that he is the best player on the offense for East St. John, and that Coach Brown and the coaching staff is going to find whatever way possible, especially with a new quarterback that was a convert defensive back in George Smith, to give him the football. So whether it be the Wildcat at running back, at receiver, in the slot, on the outside, they're going to move him all over a couple of different places so he can touch the football. And he will touch the football a lot this year when they get back on the field. And when they get back on the field. Travis Turner, slot receiver, got hurt in track. Not sure if he's going to be able to play this year, but having a couple weeks off now because of this hurricane could help his chances of coming back. George Smith, a safety, a defensive back, and he is going to convert to quarterback this year. So still work in progress. Now, George is a really good athlete, talented baseball player, and talented defensive back, but still a transition. I know East St. John's, over the last couple of years, they usually put their best athlete at quarterback, and George Smith is a really good athlete, but still work in progress there, and we'll see how that develops over the course of the season. Then you have Christopher Kuro, a slot receiver for East St. John, 5'8", 155 pounds. Delvin Brown, the cornerback, 6', 170 pounds, good-looking corner. Demetric Lebeauf, 5'8", 170 pounds, defensive back. So these are some of the seniors for East St. John this year coming up. And when we come back, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, Lee gets a chance to talk to West Jefferson head football coach Willie Brooks. And he talks about his background, his thoughts on the Jamboree, some of his players, just expectations growing. He is building something really good at West Jefferson, has been around New Orleans, coaching New Orleans area for a long time and one of the best around, Coach Julie Brooks. We'll have that interview with Lieber Keen when we come back.
If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors.
Welcome back to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lieber Keen. I am your host for today, Jace Lejeune, editor of Louisiana Football Magazine and producer of the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lieber Keen. And we're going to just dive right into our third and final interview of today. And this was taken about a week ago before Hurricane Ida. And this was a jamboree. Everybody was just looking forward to the season. You know, it was just football was in the air. And then to have this hurricane come through, very disappointing. You know, it's football season starting when we have to also have to deal with hurricane season around here in Louisiana. But we've been through it and we know the drill. So I know that we'll be back to normal and the state will overcome this adversity. As always, is a very tough, resilient state, and we'll get through it as always. But this is Lee talking to Coach Willie Brooks about the season, playing, you know, St. James program. This is a program that Coach Brooks wants to model his program after with the success Coach Valdez has had at St. James. But here's Coach Willie Brooks talking about his West Jefferson football program with Lieber Keen.
I'm here with Coach Willie Brooks, who I met. Man, I feel like I was 15 years old.
Yeah,
I met you, head coach at West Jefferson
Stadium.
High School.
Way back in the day,
back
Burma
in the
Stadium.
Day. And then yeah, long time at Edna Carr.
Yes.
Helen Cox.
Yes.
Now West Jefferson.
Yes.
You went to De La Salle.
Yes. Coach there.
You have done the whole gambit.
Yes.
Man. You've done a great
yes.
job, Willie.
I appreciate it, Lee. You've been there since the beginning when I kind of started with Don White, and I heard you and Coach Reggie Rogers back in the day. And Reggie was telling you all those stories I used to tell him about Carr and Robert Wall and all those guys. You know, I say, man, y'all making me feel old, man.
Man, I want to promote West Jefferson. I know you hear about the scrimmage, a good team, man. Y'all about to go out East St. John. It's always loaded. But you got a good senior class this year. And when I think of West Jeff, I go old school. I think Gary James.
Gary James, you're right. And
incredible LSU right
oh,
now.
Oh, I can remember the days when I was a little pup then.
You remember
coming
you
to
remember
Gary James. Yeah. Yeah. Who on the West Bank didn't remember Gary James?
You know?
I tell you what, you're going to have one here tonight, Simi Carter.
Yes, sir.
He does our radio show for us, man. Legend. And another legend. I see Alfred Payton.
Yeah.
Another legend, you know what I mean? So, you know, those guys is really good to
Johnny
see
Dixon.
Them. Johnny Dixon came in last year, Ole Miss. You know, it's really good when you start to get those guys to come around the program again. You know, I know it's been down for a while, and last year was our first opportunity to get back in the playoffs in 7-8 years. So the excitement is around the school.
Willie, we're watching St. James. They loaded Chaz Preston.
Oh, yeah.
And then Vandy looks improved, Catholic out of
Roma. Oh,
yeah. Tommy Minton. But what'd you think of Chaz Preston, man? I mean, he's a big-time player.
Oh, big time.
He's got Savion Jones last year. Now he's got Chaz. I mean,
yeah, I tell you what, Coach Valdez does a great job with his program. I mean, we've been friends forever, and I watched his team last year. You know, I had a luxury of coaching against those guys when they were freshmen when I was at De La Salle. And I could see how good they were going to be as moved on. And that senior class he had 2 years ago, they just hit it. Had a great team. But I tell you what, Chaz is – he's one of the elite receivers in the country.
Coach Brooks, talk about a couple of guys you want to mention. You got a big senior group. I know you got a big-time underrated O-lineman.
Yeah, yeah.
6'4", Anthony. I can't remember. I don't want to butcher his last name. Anthony Z.
Hey, Coach. I'm sorry. Anthony's last name was what? Zelaya. I'm sorry.
Zelaya.
Yeah, I'm like you, Lee.
Yeah,
I apologize.
I don't want to mess it up. 6'4", 270.
Yeah. He's been getting offers. He got an offer from Southern University
in
Alcorn. You know, when I got here, you know, we have a large senior class. I'm really excited about our freshman class coming in. I got freshman running back. Also, you may see tonight. We got some other guys. Our quarterback, Calvin Johnson, Joe Sean Barbie.
You think your quarterback can go to the SWAC?
Right? Yeah, I think he can. I mean, you'll tell me after tonight.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to show much.
I remember when you told Eddie Lacy.
Yeah.
You said, Lee.
Yeah, I remember
Eddie was a freshman at Helen Cox.
That's right.
You told me. You said, Lee, and I met him when he was at Helen Cox.
Yeah.
You said,
He's going to be phenomenal. And then he ended up at Dutchtown with Katrina.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
But you had him as a freshman.
Yeah, freshman and beginning of his sophomore year. And I'll tell you what, we got some good seniors here also, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, with Kyvin, I have a running back, Joe Sean Barbie, kind of sending him out tonight. We had a big game next week against Holy Cross. So, you know, I mean, Coach Saul, you know, that's going to be a big one there. So we just come on the road tonight just to kind of clean up any things that we, you know, first scrimmage, get our special teams on the field, coaching, smell the turf again, and
come out injury-free.
Injury-free. And I'm excited. Coach Brown, he's done a great job with his program, and, you know, that's what we're trying to do. So our preseason schedule was St. Aug in the spring, was De La Salle in the fall, in the Jamboree, now it's East St. John's. So, I mean.
And look, what I want to do to help you, Coach, when the game's over.
Yeah.
Remember, I want to get Anthony and your quarterback to do a little interview with him.
Okay, there's no problem.
We'll do an interview with two or three of East St. John guys. We'll do it all together.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I don't want to bother you before the
game.
Man,
that's perfect.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Because, like I said, I have some guys, like I just named Joe Shaw and them, kind of sit them out tonight. These are okay. But, you know, next Friday is the Marbles. We want to get off to a great start.
Glad we can all be out here.
I am so happy and thrilled to just see people and get the kids out there, you know. See the coaches. I mean, I think we got the best prep football in the South.
Hey, you ready for college ball, too?
Oh, am I?
Saturday, man. I mean,
I am so excited.
Two Saturdays for Will.
I like to be a fan on Saturdays. Friday night, I'm in my zone. Yeah. Sundays, I'm a huge Saints fan. So, yeah, I love it all. You know?
Willie, you look like you can coach another 25 years.
That's what I'm hoping.
We're here with Willie Brooks, head coach of West Jefferson in high school. A lot of history, man. And the right man for the right job at West Jefferson. And we're going to talk to his kids after the game. Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it, Lee. Thank you, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bro, bring me luck.
All right, man.
Thanks to Coach Willie Brooks for taking his time, as always. I love Coach Brooks and what he's been able to do at West Jefferson and what he's done in a couple programs over the years. I mean, he's bounced around Edna Carr, Helen Cox. You already heard the names that Lee mentioned. But appreciate Coach Brooks for taking his time, especially during a jamboree and getting prepped for his team, getting them ready for that jamboree action against East St. John. But we appreciate Coach Brown for his time as well. He's always been helpful and always been great with his time with us. Boogie Childs as well, doing those interviews. And, man, every time Lee is doing these interviews, going on the road, going on location, I'm just loving more and more of these guys because we know the main guys. We know the main high schools, the main recruits. But it's great that Lee's going, you know, behind the scenes, digging a little bit more and talking to some of the coaches and some of the players that don't normally get the pub as, you know, the main recruits and the biggest high schools, the biggest recruits, all those guys do. So I appreciate Lee for going to that jamboree and setting those interviews up, and we also appreciate those guys as well for allowing us to cover them. Before we take our final commercial break, I just want to say I have to thank our sponsors and what they're able to do and to help us out for this year. I mean, John Harvey Toyota, Trescent Care Tire Company, yeah, they've been very helpful for us this year getting on board. Their newest sponsor with us, Treads and Care Tire Company. Can't thank them enough. And Medine's Collision Center. So Medine's Collision Center, Treads and Care Tire Company, John Harvey Toyota. I cannot thank y'all enough for y'all support of Louisiana Athletics and for Louisiana Football Magazine, Sports Scouting Report Podcast, Lieber Keen. We cannot do this podcast. We cannot promote these athletes and high school teams without y'all. So we thank y'all, and we couldn't have done it without y'all. All right, we're going to take our final commercial break here at the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lieber Keen. Coming up, let's talk about some football, baby. Some high school footballs tonight, college football tomorrow. We'll break it all down. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lieber Keen.
Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company.
Welcome back to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lieber Keen. This is the final segment of the show, and we are about to get some week one action. Can you believe it, guys? It feels like, even though we had it a couple months ago, it feels like 3 years since we had football come back to us. And, you know, I'm just kind of erasing that whole 2020 season because it was pretty ridiculous as far as COVID and no fans. And it was just a lot of stuff going on. But after watching last night in Ohio State and Minnesota, it just feels like college football is back. And I just cannot wait for this season, man. There's just a lot of expectations, a lot of uncertainty, you know, with a lot of the big names being gone from last year at the quarterback position. We're going to talk about that more when we talk about the college level. But first, let's talk about some high school games. I mean, it's very unfortunate because all these seniors are looking forward to this season and to week one. And then you have to say, like, 90% of the schools won't get the chance to play. I mean, it's very disheartening. Cancellations, there are a whole lot of cancellations due to hurricane-related issues because of Ida, but there's also been some COVID-related issues as well, and that's a new rule for the LHSAA, is that last year with COVID, you can schedule other teams and then just, you say, you know what, we have COVID issues, we can't play. It won't count as count against you. It will just count as, you know, an unplayed game. It won't count as a forfeit. But that's going to be another major wrinkle this year, is that if you can't play because of COVID, oh well, it's going to count as a forfeit. You lose and the other team wins. Now, we've seen that in the playoffs, but this is also going to happen in the regular season this year. So that's a new wrinkle to throw out. And there are about five games already that were decided because of COVID. So you got five games decided already because of COVID that weren't played. And then you have, I don't know, like 60 games that were not played because of the hurricane and Hurricane Ida. And we don't know when a lot of these teams are coming back, which teams will be coming back sooner, which teams will be coming back later, which teams won't play at all. I mean, that's just pretty much up in the air. But I'm sure we'll keep you all posted to see which teams will be playing. Now, there are teams that will be playing here tonight in high school football. Mostly the teams that are in the Acadiana area. Some teams in the Baton Rouge area are going to be playing tonight. Central Louisiana, Alexandria area wasn't really affected by the hurricane. North Louisiana, anything North Louisiana, Lake Charles, Lafayette, those teams and those areas, some teams in the Baton Rouge area, they'll be playing here tonight. So there is some high school football tonight, even though it's not throughout the whole state. There are some big games because of a lot of these teams not being able to play. There are a lot of big matchups week one in high school football. I'll give you some. And some of them weren't going to happen if it wasn't for a hurricane. For example, we get to see a couple state champions face off against each other in week one. In the Acadiana area, Acadiana, the defending Class 5 state champion, is going to face off against Karen Crow, the defending Class 4A state championship team from a year ago. Now, that's going to be a fun one to watch. Now, Karen Crow is going to have to replace a lot of players, but they have the talent to be a quarterfinal, semifinal team this year. Acadiana, they have a chance to win their third straight Class 5A state championship, and they have a chance to do that as well. So we'll see what both the Wrecking Rams and the Golden Bears do tonight. Another matchup between two defending state champions, and that is Madison Prep. This game wasn't originally scheduled, and so was the Acadiana and Karen Crow game. But because of Hurricane Ida, this game is a possibility now. And that is Madison Prep, the defending Class 3A state champions. They're going on the road to play St. Thomas More, the two-time defending Division II state champions, with their quarterback, the number one quarterback in the country, Walker Howard. And this is going to be the best individual matchup you'll see in week one, because you have LSU commit Walker Howard at quarterback for St. Thomas More, arguably the top quarterback in the entire country, playing against Madison Prep. And guess who's on the other side of the football at defensive end, trying to sack him and hit him every single play? And that is Quincy Wiggins from Madison Prep. Talk about a freak of nature. 6'6", 275 pounds, and he's being offered by everybody in the country, and those two guys are going to be facing off against each other. Of course, on the offense, you have Zion Chris, the UOL commit. That is going to be an exciting game to watch. St. Thomas More and Madison Prep. So you got two games there between state championship teams from a year ago. And all four of these teams, I would not be surprised they win the state championship this year as well. Other big-time matchups. Now, this was scheduled beforehand. Manny Union Parish. Wow. What a game this is going to be. You're going to have Trey Holly, who's ran for, like, I don't know, a gazillion yards the last couple of seasons at running back for Union Parish. He's going up against Tackett Curtis, one of the best recruits you'll be hearing about for next year's class. And he's going to be lined up at quarterback this year. So a little like Taysom Hill type of player as far as a guy that will be running the football for Manny, leading the offense. And he's also going to be playing safety, where his normal position that he will play in college, safety linebacker. He's going to do it all this year, Tackett Curtis. So keep out for that name. That is Coach Jess Curtis's nephew, one of the top players in the 2023 class. In both these two programs, Coach Spadafora, for Union Parish, they were runner-up in the Class 3A state championship last year. Manny, they won the Class 2A state championship last year. That is going to be a fun game to watch. You're going to see a lot of running the football between both these two physical, hard-nosed football teams, traditional, rich football powerhouses in North Louisiana. Manny, Union Parish, that is going to be a fun one to watch. How about Neville and Ruston? Man, these matchups are getting better and better. I mean, it's nothing like North Louisiana when you have Ruston and Neville going at it. Neville could be the Class 4A state championship favorite right now, because we don't know when Edna Carr and Warren Eason come back because of Hurricane Ida. But they're among the favorites right now in Class 4A. They have Will Campbell, one of the top players in the entire country on the offensive line. Lee Burkeen said before that him and Chaz Pressner are 1A and 1B right now as far as his best players in Louisiana high school football this year. So you have Neville, you have Ruston. Ruston had himself a great year a year ago, making it to the quarterfinals. And they have a couple guys to replace, but they have some really good guys coming back. BJ Green, he was on the cover of a magazine this year. They have one of the best fullbacks in the state as well, Devian Wilson. There's a lot of talent in this Ruston football team. That is going to be a good one to watch. You also have coming up Central U High, Brule Port Allen, the annual Sugarcane rivalry there. West Feliciana will play Zachary. Iowa and Iota will play. LCA Westgate, that is a sneaky, really good football game to watch. Notre Dame and Southside will play against each other. West Monroe will go on the road to play Sam Houston. Be a long away game for the Rebels. Those are just some of the – I'm not going to break down every single game, but there are some games that obviously stand out. Alexandria Faraday is going to play a couple teams with state championship aspirations. There are a whole lot of great football matchups to watch. Coming up, Captain Shreve, North DeSoto is going to be a sneaky game. Hainesville, North Webster. Homer, North Caddo. I mean, the list goes on and on. Catholic High and Baton Rouge is going out of state to play a team in Maryland. There are some teams in the area that are going out of state because of COVID to find teams. I believe Lake Charles Prep is going on the road to Mississippi to play a team. So there are some exciting matchups to watch and look out for tonight. Even though it's not a lot of matchups, there are some really good, intriguing matchups to look an eye out for. All right. And then that's just talking about high school football in Louisiana. We're looking forward to it. But you know what we're also looking forward to? That is college football, baby. College football is on tomorrow. And what a day of college football. Probably the best day of the year in college football is tomorrow. And you're going to have five straight days of college football. We had games on yesterday, headlined by Ohio State and Minnesota. Then tonight, you're going to have North Carolina, Virginia Tech. And then tomorrow, man, there's not going to be a bad football game on tomorrow. You're going to have starting up like 11 o'clock. You're going to have Penn State playing Wisconsin, both teams in the Big Ten that are trying to, you know, be among the best and prove that they're going to have a bounce back year after both teams didn't really have a great year in 2020. Then you're going to have some other big time matchups. Alabama is going to play Miami. What will Alabama's offense look like with Bryce Young at quarterback? We just assume Alabama that they don't rebuild, they just reload. And Nick Saban has proven that year in and year out. But it's still going to be intriguing to see what this offense looks like. They have to replace Mac Jones. They're going to have to replace Devontae Smith, who is the Heisman Trophy winner last year. Najee Harris, your running back. Your three main guys on offense, you're going to have to replace a lot of production from last year. But Alabama, they have five-star recruits all over the field. So it's just reload, not rebuild. But I'm also curious to see what will Bill O'Brien look like calling the plays as they're going to have to replace another play caller. And let's see what Miami looks like. Well, how healthy is De'Eric King? You know, if he's 100% healthy, they can make a game out of it. So we'll see what trends Miami will make. And you know, there's a really good model for your program to see what you stand when you're playing against the most dominant program in college football in Alabama. So that's a big game, obviously, everybody's looking out for. And then the nightcap, probably the best and biggest college football game of the year throughout the season, Clemson and Georgia. Clemson is replacing Trevor Lawrence, number one overall pick. They got drafted by the Jacksonville Jaguars. And they'll bring in a new quarterback. Try to get used to this name, folks. DJ Uiagalelei is a new quarterback for the Clemson Tigers. And we'll see what he does this year. But this is a must-win game. Now, for Clemson, they got the ACC schedule. I think if they lose this game, they'll still be in really a good spot. Because they got the rest of their ACC schedule, which is very winnable for them. And they just go the rest of the way, win the ACC. They'll be one of the four teams, no matter what. Georgia really needs this game. Georgia's going to have to play Alabama. They're going to have to play Florida. I mean, their schedule is going to be really tough this year. And then you start off with Clemson. And everybody wants to know how good Georgia is. On paper, Georgia has one of the best teams in the country with JT Daniels at quarterback. But we're going to have to see what they look like. And can they win these big games? That's been the biggest thing as well under Kirby Smart. Can they win? Can they overcome the hump? Can they win these big games? That's the biggest question. So this is a much needed win, in my opinion, for Georgia more than Clemson. So those are some of the big time matchups to look watch out for. Let's talk about the Louisiana college football teams, though. And we'll break down LSU-UCLA in a little bit. But here are some of the games for all the Louisiana programs. Louisiana Tech is going to play on the road against Mississippi State. Oklahoma and Tulane. That game was supposed to be played at Tulane, but because of Hurricane Ida, that game was relocated to Oklahoma. Well, that's going to be a tough one for Tulane to pull off. Kentucky will play ULM in Coach Terry Bowden's debut as the head football coach for the Warhawks. Now, Southeastern, this is a game I was supposed to call for ESPN+. I was supposed to call this game tomorrow, Southeastern and North Alabama, but that game was moved. That game was moved to North Alabama. So that game was supposed to be played at home. I was supposed to be on the call, but unfortunately, I will not be able to call that game tomorrow for Southeastern, as they will be on the road against North Alabama. Nichols, they got some hurricane damage, major hurricane damage, but they'll be able to play against Memphis on the road. Manise State will play against West Florida. Southern will play Troy. Grambling will play Tennessee State. And the Northwestern State will play North Texas. Now, a game besides LSU-UCLA that obviously sticks out for me is UOL will play Texas. And Texas, they're coming in with a new head coach from Alabama, Steve Sarkisian, the offensive coordinator. He gets another shot after being the head coach at USC, after being the head coach at Washington. He gets his next shot being head coach at Texas. He's bringing a new starting quarterback. There's a lot of attention, a lot of hype, as always, for Texas, especially with the recent news of them going to the SEC in a couple of years. But they'll be playing against ULL, and this is arguably ULL's best football team they've ever had this year. After writing about them from the magazine, they're pretty much loaded at every position. There's really not a huge weak spot on this football team, and after winning 10 games 2 years in a row, Billy Napier has his program buzzing. And this will be a team, if everything goes right, if they beat Texas, make a statement. They beat Iowa State last year. This was a team that was in the Big 12 championship game, and this is a team that is a sneaky favorite to be a playoff team in the college football playoff. And it wasn't even close in that game last year. If that UOL team beats Texas tomorrow, talk about making some noise for the group of five for the playoff. Because I firmly believe if UOL goes through Texas, they're going to go undefeated this year. And they already will have a marquee win against Texas. They'll have a marquee win against Coastal Carolina, Appalachian State. And they run the table. I mean, this is a team that could legitimately threaten to make a playoff. And that's scary with this UOL football team. And everybody really wants Billy Napier as a head coach somewhere else. But that will even make his name even more hot right now as a hot name with a huge season this year, 11-12 win season. But keep an eye out for that game. UOL and Texas, they can play with Texas. Texas paid UOL $1.5 million to play them. But they're no slouch. This is a team at UOL. I will not be surprised in the very least UOL pulls off the upset here. Now let's talk about the game that all the LSU fans want to talk about. And that is LSU, your 16th ranked LSU Tigers against the UCLA Bruins for the first time in the Rose Bowl. That's going to be a sight to see, seeing the LSU Tigers come out the tunnel and play at the granddaddy of them all, at the Rose Bowl. Now, my thoughts going into the game. Before I give my thoughts on what's going to happen, I'm going to actually give you Lee's thoughts, because Lee texted me yesterday, and he still doesn't have any power, but he's definitely got his phone on him, and he told me that his prediction for the game, he thinks LSU is going to win 35-20. As far as his reasoning for the victory for LSU, he thinks that LSU's defense will be the key. Offense is going to sputter at times, which is really normal in week one action for all these teams. You'll see a lot of rust in week one for a lot of these teams. But he thinks that the offense is going to get clicking later on. Defense is going to help him with a touchdown, and that is going to be his key to victory. He also thinks that UOL is going to give Texas a really close game. That could go either way. My thoughts on the LSU game. Now, I think it helps UCLA that they did play a game and actually got to play a game last week against Hawaii. But I think LSU, they're mad. They're mad about last year. They heard all the talk about last year. I think they're going to be highly motivated. They're going to be ready to play. And this is going to be a much improved LSU football team this year. I mean, this is really a team I think could be a lot like the 2018 team. Just because the 2017 year, you had the loss to Troy, you had a lot of uncertainty around the program. And then 2018, you bounce back, you make a New Year's Six bowl game. I think it's going to be, and that set up the 2019 season, which was the greatest team in college football history, that LSU 2019 team. I think it's going to be a similar type of situation. You had the last year, the 5-5 season. I mean, giving up like 500 yards in Mississippi State, you're going to have that issue. But with all that happening, I think LSU bounces back this year. They're going to win 10-11 games this year on the schedule, in my opinion. And they're going to play a New Year's Six Bowl, and that will set them up next year for another national championship run next year. So, and it all starts off with a win against UCLA. I think I agree with Lee in the beginning. I think UCLA is going to punch LSU right in the mouth early on. And kind of like what Minnesota did to Ohio State on Thursday. But in the end, LSU just has too many athletes, too much talent. I think the defense makes a couple of plays. I think the offense, Max Johnson, is going to get hot late in the second half. And I think LSU runs away with it. I think LSU is going to win this game by a final score of 31-17. I think it's going to be a two-touchdown game. But early on, UCLA is going to hang right with LSU. But in the end, I think LSU just has too many athletes. Just too many great players on that team to lose week one. And that will be a great start for LSU season. So we'll see if they can get it done at the Rose Bowl here tomorrow. All right, guys, I think that's going to do it here for me hosting a show. We're not sure what Monday's show is going to look like with Lee with the power. But either way, we're going to make sure Lee is on the show Monday, whether it be by phone or we'll get a chance to do it at his house if he has power. So, but that's going to do it here for me. I hope everybody enjoys their college football weekend. We got college football games on Saturday. We got college football games today, Sunday, Monday. Sunday, you got Florida State, Notre Dame. Monday, you have Louisville, Ole Miss. Man, you got high school football on tonight. Man, just enjoy this one, guys. We hope that y'all have a very safe, enjoyable Labor Day weekend, and we'll talk to y'all guys next week. Enjoy your college football week. Enjoy your football weekend. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.